Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2, also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. You know why some people won't learn anything? Because they won't slow down. A man that hasteth with his feet sinneth. And in order to learn anything, you got to slow down. You got to have some time to think. You have to have some time to meditate, to read. That's the only way you're going to be able to get that knowledge. And when a man's on the go, 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 which a lot of people are, and then he gets down in front of the TV and listens to, you know, vanity for a couple hours to relax, you're not getting anywhere. You got to learn some things, and the evening news is not the place to do it. Now, the Bible tells you that you are commanded to study. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You're commanded to study. Because the Bible says also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. You say, yeah, but knowledge puffeth up. Well, that verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, which says, knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth, is not an excuse not to study. Say, oh, I'm just going to be a loving ignoramus. Well, you'd probably be a lot nicer guy and a lot better off being loving than being an ignoramus who doesn't love. But you're better off still to be somebody that is charitable and knows something at the same time. You'll be able to help some other folks. And you'll know the truth. And the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You'll be able to communicate that truth to others who need to be made free. So knowledge puffeth up is not an excuse not to study. Because the Bible says that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. Now in Proverbs chapter 19, there are a few other verses in there that will tell you why a person won't grow in knowledge. Like for instance in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8, he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. Well, what does that show you? If you love your own soul, you're going to get wisdom. And, you know, frankly, there are some people that don't care enough about themselves to get wisdom. And if that's the case, you're going to have a difficult time ever learning anything. I remember something that a friend of mine said to his son one day. He said about his son's education, because his son was struggling. He said, your education cannot be more important to us than it is to you. Now think about that. His parents loved him, and because they loved him, they wanted him to get wisdom. And they said, your education cannot be more important to us than it is to you. In other words, you've got to love yourself enough to want to get that wisdom in there, and you have got to want to try hard enough, more than we want you to, in order to succeed. And if you love your own soul, you get wisdom. There are a lot of people that don't care anymore, and so they're not interested in getting an education. They knock out a little living and, you know, spend the money from live from hand to mouth and never think about the possibility that they've wasted their brains. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 15 tells us something else. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Well, there's another reason why people won't study. They're just too lazy. You know, people don't read books like they used to. We have this website that we have posted lots and lots of information to help you. And you'll notice that all of the articles on that website and all the lessons that are up there are usually a page to a page and a half. Rarely do they go a full 2 pages, and maybe there's one or two that will go more than 2 pages. But most of them, a page, page and a half. You say, why? Because people, when they're looking for an answer to a question, want to go directly to the answer and don't want to spend a lot of time reading. That's an unfortunate thing. It really is. Because there are so many good things that can be learned by reading books, but lots of people are too lazy to do it. And, you know, frankly, when I was growing up and going to school, I was so glad they came out with Cliff Notes. So that way I could just skim through the deal, find out whatever, and go on down the road. But you know something? If you're going to ever learn anything, you cannot be slothful. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20 tells us, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Well, if you're going to get knowledge, you're also going to have to be willing to hear counsel and to receive instruction. And a lot of people don't want to be told what to do. And if you don't want to be told what to do, you're never going to learn. You know, it's a great thing when I'm, like, for instance, if I'm working on something and I'm not really familiar with what I'm doing, it's a great thing to be able to have somebody that does know what he's doing stand there with you and show you how to do it. I'd much rather, if I'm trying to build something or work on something like a part of a car engine or something, I would much rather have somebody with me that knew what was going on, that could guide me through it, than I would be to try to sit there and do reading and research to figure the thing out. I realize that's a little bit easier, but you know what? A lot of people don't want to be told what to do, and so they're not going to listen to counsel, they're not going to receive instruction, and therefore they're not going to get knowledge. And then Proverbs 19:27 says, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. What's he saying? Stay away from instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Like what? Well, in Luke chapter 11, verse 52, the Lord got after the lawyers. And hey, I know some saved lawyers. This isn't stereotypical. He got after the lawyers that were there. And hey, some of the lawyers do need to be gotten after. He got after the lawyers were there, and he said, woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, you hindered. What's the problem? They became very legalistic, and the people that needed to find out about Jesus Christ couldn't find out because of the lawyers. So you got to cease, my son, to hear the instruction from these guys, like these lawyers, that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. There are people that followed what the lawyers said about their legalistic interpretation of the law, and they missed salvation by grace through faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Universities are bad about this. They teach a lot of stuff that will drive a man away from the Lord, like evolution. A lot of their scientific methods are not scientific. Colossians 2:8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. I've got a college education. We didn't spend a great deal of time in that education talking about Jesus Christ, I'll assure you. We spent a lot of time talking about the rudiments of the world. Hey, they'll help you make a better living. There's no doubt about it. You get a college education, you're going to make a better living if you're willing to apply yourself. But you got to be careful if you're getting that college education not to forsake the things of God. You got to cease to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge if they're trying to give you something that will lead you astray from the truth. False teachers will do it too. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, there were false prophets among the people, and even as there shall be false teachers among you who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. False teachers. Now, these are just some examples. There are many that will cause you to err from the words of knowledge. There are a number, I don't know how large, I don't know the percentage, but a number of former Southern Baptists that were not well-trained growing up. They should have been. Maybe they weren't paying attention, but they weren't well-trained while they're growing up, and now they're Jehovah's Witnesses. They have erred. They have erred. And they didn't cease to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. And now they're messed up. Say, how'd that happen? Well, they let some bad stuff in, didn't get enough good stuff in. So you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to study. And if you love your soul enough, and if you don't mind taking some instruction from some folks that know something, if you're not lazy, if you can decipher what's good for you and what's not good for you and stay away from instruction that will cause you to err from the words of knowledge, you're going to come out okay. But you may be asking yourself the question, preacher, you've convinced me. I've got to do more studying. Where am I going to get the kind of knowledge that God wants me to have? Where do I get this? How do I do it? Well, there are a lot of places, a lot of ways. The first thing that I would say is read the Bible. If you had only so many hours in the day to study, let's say you had an hour and a half in a day to study, I would spend the better part of the time reading the Bible. You say, okay, and once I finish it, what should I do? Read it again. What should I do? Read it again. What should I do? Read it again. I've made it a habit. I wish that I'd made it a habit to do more than I've done, frankly. But I've made it a habit ever since I got to reading the Bible to read it at least twice a year. Now, frankly, I wish that I was reading it enough to read it four times a year. Really. And I would. You got at least, but I'm a slow, when it comes to reading the Bible, I'm a slow reader. As many times I've been through some of those passages, you'd think I'd be hauling through there just to read it again, but I'm trying, I don't know, just get something new out of it every time you seem to read it, and so I just take my time with it. That's my morning thing, you know. Read the Bible. Read it over and over and over again so that you get a good, working, spiritual, doctrinal knowledge of that book. And I'll tell you why. That way you can determine when somebody's getting ready to pull the wool over your eyes. The first time that I read through the Bible, I was fascinated. I'd never read the Bible before, obviously, since it was my first time. And I was fascinated with it. I thought, wow, what a book. Wow, what so many things here, contrary to so many things that I've been taught and so many things that I'd believed, both taught by the religion that I practice that were wrong and things that I'd been taught in school that were wrong. And I was just, wow. And there were so many practical instructions in there about sleep and about diet and about money and about wives and about men and about women and about dogs and cats and, you know, animals, I mean. And just amazing book. I thought, what a book here. The second time that I read it, it was as if I'd never read that Bible the first time. I found so many new things. And the third time that I read it, it was like, okay, I've read this before, but wow, how did I miss something that was so obvious as that? And on it goes. So you've got to have a good working knowledge. Somebody said, how do I know if somebody's lying to me? If you've read the Bible through several times and somebody's trying to pull the wool over your eyes, you can tell it right away because it doesn't line up with what the Bible says. All right, so read the Bible. That's your textbook right there. Read history. Discover the true biblical roots of American history. That'll make you a better citizen. Study military history, make you a better soldier of Jesus Christ. You say, well, what history should I study? Man, there are many good Christian authors that have written. There's a fellow named William Grady that's written several books regarding the history of the United States of America. They are tremendous, and they give you a Christian biblical view of American history. You ought to read that. Pensacola Christian School has videos from a guy named McBride that has taught American history, and I am telling you, you talk about bringing history to life. Those videos, I don't know what they rent for. They're not inexpensive. They're used in homeschool. Our kids went through them, and whenever I was walking through the house and that man was there teaching history, I had to stop and listen to what he was saying because it was just so real. It was just so good. Read history. And then read church history. Not church history from a Roman Catholic perspective. And there are a lot of church histories that are like that that show you the roots and so forth of Roman Catholicism. And you may want to read that to study it, but that's not the one you ought to read just to get the real picture of church history. You ought to read there's some good Baptist church histories. There's probably some other good church histories that may not say the word Baptist in them, but what they'll give you is they will show you that the Bible-believing brand of Christian has been around since the early church. And you need to see that we, Bible-believing Christians, have not changed our doctrine from day one. Those distinctives that mark those Christians in 100 and 200 A.D. are the same doctrinal distinctives that mark us today. And you need to see that. And you need to see how that brand of Bible-believing Christian was treated, and how that brand of Bible-believing Christian expanded and reproduced and won souls and preached and served the Lord faithfully. It'll encourage you. It'll show you, because history repeats itself, the kind of battles that you're going to face and what needs to be done when the trouble starts. Read church history. Study it. Read missions. I mean, about missionary efforts that have taken place worldwide. They'll keep your heart hot for God and for the work of the Lord that God is doing in other parts of the world. Now, when you read missions, you've got to be a little bit careful in one respect. When you read biographies of missionaries, you have to remember that those biographies were generally written by a spouse, a child, or a really close friend. And as a result, they are going to hit the highlights, and they are generally not going to show you the darker side. By that, I mean, they may show you what it was like when the man was facing martyrdom or something like that. But when I say the darker side, every one of us still has trouble with sin in our lives. And there's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. Okay? And they will generally leave out the failures. And that's okay. But you just need to understand they're leaving out the failures. You need to understand that they're leaving out the sins. And that they're just hitting the high points, because if all you read is the high points, you'll think this guy was such a spiritual giant that 4 hours a day he prayed, 4 hours a day he preached, 4 hours a day he studied the Bible, 4 hours a day he fasted, 4 hours a day he won souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, by the time you add it all up, there's not enough hours in the day to do the thing the man did. You will drive yourself literally into the ground trying to emulate one of the lives of these great missionaries gone by based upon the biography that was written by a family member or a close friend. So just keep that in mind when you read the biographies and when you read about missions, that these guys did some great work for God and they will encourage your heart, but you're not going to be able to keep up 100% with what they did. For another thing, you live in a different day and age than they did. Okay, so just be careful. Just be moderate when you try to do what they did, but get your heart encouraged by what they did. Read books like From Time Immemorial. I've got that over there. I think that's written by a woman named Joan Peters. Or read a book called Israel, A Deadly Piece of Dirt, written by Dr. Peter Ruckman. Or books like that. And when you do, what you will get is the right perspective on Israel and the Arab nations. Because there's so much stuff in the media. And I won't say that it's all because of their liberal perspective. It may be, but some of it's just because they don't know. Maybe from their ignorance. I'm not sure which. But nonetheless, what's going on with Israel is prophesied in the Bible to go this way. The Arab nations will gather, at least the Arab nations, most of the nations of the world, will gather against Israel before the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and literally try to destroy that nation and that nationality, the Jews. And nothing anybody does about world peace and praying for world peace and summit conferences is going to stop it. You may see a temporary reprieve and get excited about that, but nothing is going to stop God's revealed purpose in prophecy. And when you read books like From Time Immemorial and Israel, A Deadly Piece of Dirt, you will see over and over and over again in history, there have been attempts to try to make things work out that did not work out, and there have been claims of ownership that have popped up recently that were never a part of any of the ownership of that land in the past. There's no such thing as a Palestinian. There's no such thing as a return of Palestinians to their land. That's not their homeland. It never was their homeland. The Jews have had it for centuries before these that are claiming to have ownership in it now, and you've got to get the right perspective on it. Read sermons from the old-timers. I've got them up here from people like Bob Jones Sr. and Sam Jones and Gypsy Smith and DeWitt Talmadge, just to name a few. Billy Sunday, R.G. Lee, D.L. Moody. I'm just thinking of a few titles that are over there on the shelf. I'm telling you, you read those sermons from those old-timers, those guys had a way of getting a hold of God and getting a hold of that book and conveying that in words that will thrill your soul and help you grow. So read some sermons from the old-timers. And I'll tell you another reason you want to do that, because we've got some folks that are preaching today calling what they're preaching preaching, and it's not preaching. It's counseling is what it is. And there is a major difference, because you are not edified by counseling and you are not strengthened by counseling. God gave pastors and teachers, And pastors are to preach, to reprove, rebuke, and preach with all long suffering and doctrine. That's the command, not to counsel from the pulpit. And you got to see how these old timers handle it before, so you could say, whoa, man, whatever that thing is that's going on over there, that ain't right. And teaching the Word of God so that people can learn the Bible. So read those sermons from the old timers. You say, where am I going to get that? Goodwill. A lot of people turn in books. Library. You find a world, vast amount of those things. Read anything from Victory Baptist Press. I'm going to give you these websites, but read anything from Victory Baptist Press. www.victorybaptistpress.com. Great material. Read anything from Gospel Light Baptist Church, www.gospellight.org, and click on their link for Solid Rock Publications. They've got stuff to help you with teenagers, with families, with marriage. I mean, they've got some, you know, some practical books that'll help you with that kind of stuff, and they got a lot of doctrinal material that'll help you with your Bible study. www.gospellight.org, Solid Rock Publications. Read anything from Bible Baptist Bookstore, www.kjv1611.org. Great bookstore, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of Bible study material, commentary material, stuff on the cults and the heresies and on the Bible and on Bible translations that will just absolutely fill your library with tremendous reading. Bible Baptist Bookstore, www.kjv1611.org. Read anything off the Bible Believers website, www.biblebelievers.com. Lots of material up there. And listen, none of this stuff is going to be 100%. Check it all by the Bible. But, I mean, it's going to be 98%. It's going to be 96%. You will be overwhelmed with truth. If you really wanted some Bible study extra material, those four websites right there will get you into catalogs that will allow you to order stuff at a very, very affordable price that will help you learn your Bible. References here, www.victorybaptistpress.com, www.gospellight.org, www.kjv1611.org, and www.biblebelievers.com. If you're traveling from time to time and need a good Bible-believing Baptist church, you can find other churches in the country that are similar to your church at BibleBelievers.com. There's a place there. You click on that where you're traveling to a city and find out where you can go to church. Read Larkin for Dispensational Truth. Clarence Larkin wrote the greatest book on dispensational truth. It is a treasure, and it's worth having in your library. He's written commentaries on the book of Daniel and on the book of Revelation. And I'm telling you, man, they will just absolutely thrill you. Very, very technical stuff. But if you want to learn the Bible, that's where to do it. This proverb tells us that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. So if you're going to want to get some knowledge in there, you're going to have to study. So read Larkin for Dispensational Truth. Read Ruckman. Read Edward Hills. Read D.A. Waite. Read Gail Ripplinger. Read David Otis Fuller for all the information you need on Bible versions. Those guys have it nailed. Edward Hills, D.A. Waite, Gail Ripplinger, Otis Fuller, Peter Ruckman. Those guys will show you in no uncertain terms, give you plenty, plenty, plenty of information on Bible versions. Just keep you loaded. And you won't find that kind of stuff in the Christian bookstore ordinarily because, you know, they got all these other Bibles they're selling and those books are a little controversial. But they got the truth in them. And you want the truth when you're studying. And then finally, stay away from modern Bibles. If you want to have a modern Bible in your library for comparison purposes so you can show what went wrong with the translation, that's fine. But to go in there and think that you're going to get a better understanding than the Holy Spirit can give you by going to a modern Bible to see an easier to understand and easier to read translation, you're going to come away with nothing but confusion and a mixed up authority because they're not going to agree. And when the authorities that you have in your life don't agree, you're going to end up doing what you want to do, and then you become your own God. That was the problem with Eve in the Garden of Eden. In the day that you eat, you shall be as gods. And we don't need to be in that position of judging over God's words. Simply humble yourself to the words of God. Trust Him to show you out of an authorized King James Bible what the truth is, and He will show you. We've studied this Bible for years and years and years, read this material that we're recommending to you. And when somebody comes up with a modern version and shows us a verse of Scripture, all it has ever done for us, if it's done anything differently than what we already knew from the King James Bible, all it's ever done is add confusion. There's not one thing that's been found and written in a modern Bible that sheds any light on an authorized King James Bible. None. You don't get a clearer understanding at all. We've checked passage after passage, and we're going to keep doing it till we die. And we've even posted some of those things up on the website showing you comparisons out of the book of Ephesians, a chapter out of Isaiah, a chapter out of Jeremiah, and found that when they made those translations, they killed cross-references, they came up with improper interpretations, and numerous other problems that you want to avoid. So stay away from the modern Bibles. The Holy Spirit of God is there to guide you, to teach you all truth, to bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever Jesus had spoken unto his disciples. And so study and ask God to show you out of that authorized King James Bible what the truth is, and he will show you. He'll show you. Now, I've given you lots of information here and covered it pretty fast. And if you're not lazy, and if you love yourself well enough to feed your brain, and you're not unwilling to take some counsel and some instruction from people that will show you things you hadn't seen before, and if you're willing to stay away from instruction that causes you to err from the words of knowledge, you're going to learn something. And when you learn something, you want to be faithful enough as a steward of God with what you've learned to tell others what you've learned so that they can grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ themselves. And God help you. God help you. As you study to be a real good student. Now, if you decided that you wanted to do something even more than that, you thought you had some inclinations toward doing some things in the ministry, and you wanted to enroll in some real good Bible correspondence courses, we also have some information there that we can give you. We'll give you, I mean, there is just a ton of information up there, and we're adding to it weekly. You can hear radio broadcasts that have already been broadcast. You can hear audio from Sunday sermons. You can read Sunday school lesson outlines and use those for your own material. You can read Sunday school outlines from the book of Matthew, from the book of Genesis. And as we go, we'll add more and more information up there from Revelation, book of Acts, places like that to try to be a help to you. But those things will not replace your own time in the Bible, so we really encourage you to study. Call us if we can help you, if we can give you some more information.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.